Equality. The Buddhist concept of equality is expressed in a sutra which says, difference is equal. Equal means different. Buddhism teaches that all beings are equal. However, this equality does not mean that all beings are the same. For example, a table is a piece of furniture on which to put things. The top of the table is beautiful, and the legs are underneath supporting the top. The legs are usually not visible, but there is no table without legs. The legs are just as important as the top. Each has its unique position to fulfill. There is no actual superiority or inferiority. All are equal. So it is with all things. We live in a democratic society, and this can be taken to imply that we are all equal, all the same. However, there is no democracy in the sense that all are literally equal. We are not equal in the sense of everyone being the same. It is only in a convenient sense that all citizens are considered equal. The president has his duties to perform, and so does everyone else, congressmen, city officials, garbage collectors. Garbage collectors are just as important as city officials. If the garbage collectors strike and do not collect the garbage for months, the city would be a stinky, dirty place. Garbage collectors are important, and we should respect them just as we do the mayor or governor. The work is different, but the quality, the value, is the same. Difference is equality. This kind of perspective can be seen in the phrase Byodo Soku Sabetsu, which says, equal means different. This view is also present in the Zen saying, Shiki Soku Zeku, or all things are empty. Here, empty means everything. This kind of paradoxical expression is used to try and express the reality of things. Truth or reality is paradoxical. The ideas of right and wrong, for example, are exactly opposite, but right and wrong are equal or the same in the sense that if there is no wrong, there is no right. Just as light and darkness exist only in relationship to each other. If there is all darkness, there can be no light. Darkness exists only in relation to brightness. Wisdom cannot exist without ignorance. Many examples can be mentioned. There can be no husband without a wife, no teacher without a student. It is because things are different but equal that there is a oneness of all things. Husband and wife are different people. They have different personalities and usually have different domestic duties. The children are also different and have their different duties and privileges. Yet wife, husband, and children together become one and form a whole. All are different, but at the same time, one and the same. In a family, there are many members, but they are one in the name of the family. To realize this oneness and to live accordingly is the Buddhist way. This teaching is expressed in the Buddhist quotation, "One is many, and many is one." This kind of perspective or way of life can be extended to all humans, in all situations, whether people are joined together in a business, church, or country. And fundamentally, there is always a basic oneness because there is universal equality in life itself.